Come out and enjoy great specials on Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning Hit. That's this month's TMA Live at Hot Shots in Fenton on December 20th.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Work before and after school and start each shift with a hug.
Adventure Club is awesome.
The teachers are so nice.
Parkway Rockwood Adventure Club is looking for heart-centered staff to bring experiences to life for our students. Call 636-891-MORE to get more than a job.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune.
Well, you knock this one out, we're home free.
Life can be so sweet.
And we don't work for 5 days.
I used to walk.
Because this is hard work.
In shape with those blues on the
Yeah, but Willie, are you afraid?
But I'm not afraid.
I guess not.
This rover.
You don't seem to understand. I feel this rage. It's as if this beast has been awakened within me.
Crossed over.
Who was that?
If I never.
Who was it?
You don't know.
Well, I mean, you don't know.
I do know.
You put it in there.
Is that John Hadley?
Nope.
That was not John Hadley.
Well, we're waiting for the answer.
That was Niles Crane from the Frasier TV show.
That was a good show.
Yeah,
that
was a good show.
Teddy Spaghetti.
There's a character that not too many people could have played. Is that character that mm-hmm. he was, Dr. Mm-hmm. Frasier Crane. Well, here we are, the last time we'll be together. Next time we get together, it'll be the Wednesday after Christmas. Welcome. I'm guessing we have a huge audience today, bigger than on an average day, because word got out that Dan will sing Reindeer Rock today, and
yeah.
Word spread. And now millions of people... And it'll be either this hour or in the Playhouse. I don't know. We'll toy with you. We don't know exactly when it's going to be. But welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon.
And you guys all have parts, too.
Yeah, we do.
Song.
In Reindeer. It's like a chorus that comes in. So I'm going to start off with this email I got from Phil. Hi, Phil, if you're listening. I know you are. Phil lives in House Springs, and I've heard from Phil before. But I want to read you Phil's email, and I'll set it up by telling you what we talked about yesterday, for those of you who didn't hear it. I don't even know how it started. I mean, maybe it was because of Christmas Story and the BB gun, and I said, I got a BB gun, and I shot a bird, and I felt bad. I didn't mean to kill it, and Dan had a bird story. And then we start telling stories about being boys and animals, and I killed a turtle I didn't mean to kill. I sprayed him gold. I didn't know he would breathe the fumes and die.
And your grandson.
And my grandson had a rat for pet. Rat it died because he mishandled it. He didn't know how to handle it properly. So Phil writes this, and he didn't like that show at all. I will read you his email, then I'll read you my response to him. I don't often read you responses I write people, but I think I will in this case. He says, Frank, I truly had to turn you off today. Now, I don't know the difference between I truly had to turn you off and I just had to turn you off, but he truly had to turn us off. When you started talking about your girl neighbor when you were a kid, I guess. There's nothing funny about animal abuse, and yes, you're right, that kind of torture does mean psychological problems. I think Phil is saying there's something wrong with me. He says rats, as ugly as they are, have feelings, as do frogs and rabbits. I think less of you guys who find this behavior funny. Seemed like you were all trying to outdo each other. Yeah, that's it, Phil. We tried to outdo each other.
Yeah.
He says, and if anyone was with you who didn't laugh, he's just as guilty for not speaking out. In other words, first of all, there was nobody here, Phil, who didn't laugh. Everybody was laughing. So, kind of throw that out, I guess. And then he signs it. I won't use his last name because I don't want anybody who knows this guy to come down on him for being a little bit,
sensitive.
Well, overly sensitive and maybe a bit of a hypocrite if you've ever smacked a spider or a fly, because that is an animal too. So here's what I wrote Phil back. I said, Phil, we got quite a few emails after yesterday's show. Only one was a complaint of any kind. It was yours. Of course, it is wrong to abuse animals. But sometimes boys do things that are wrong. We can either never share the stories or do what we chose to do yesterday. Again, one complaint letter. I think it's because most people took it for what it was. Funny stories about stupid young boys committing acts that themselves weren't funny. Honesty is entertaining and refreshing to most people. Think of it this way. You take a girl out parking just to make out with her and possibly get to second base. She thinks you actually like her. You just want to get a feel or two. You're using her. She's a sex object, nothing more. You might even tell her you love her. You don't. Then, when you never call her once you've gotten what you want, she's hurt. You don't think anything about it because you're a young, dumb, selfish, horned-up teenager. It's wrong, but the stories are funny. And then I said to Phil, if you really listen, then I have a feeling that all you heard was that some little turtle or bird was killed. But if you really listen, you heard that I never intentionally killed any animal. I accidentally killed a turtle, a frog, a bird. I didn't walk around as a kid wondering, hey, what animal can I kill today? I did, however, as a kid, deliberately kill a snake. I ran over it repeatedly with my bicycle until it was finally dead. Snake never hurt me or threatened me in any way. I'm sure it was a slow, maybe even a painful death. I didn't care, and I still don't. It was a snake. I'm guessing you think that, too, is horrible. You have every right to find our stories so repulsive that you decided to stop listening. But I think there's humor in many bad choices. Doesn't mean I'm encouraging or condoning the behavior, just owning up to it. I hope you caught the part, Phil, where I said that after I shot the bird, I felt terrible and gave it a full funeral. Thanks for the feedback. I actually do appreciate it, Frank. So, and that's my response to anybody who, and I am wondering, and maybe Phil will write me, Phil, are you upset about now the story I just told about running over the snake with a bicycle? Maybe he is.
What kind of snake was it?
It was a spreading adder, which is a poisonous snake that most people don't know anything about.
I had no idea it existed.
Yeah, you can look it up, adder. And that's what kills me about these people. They get all bent out of shape because of some story about when you're a kid, you killed a turtle or something, or threw a cat up on the roof. Of course, you shouldn't do it. There's a lot of things you shouldn't do. You know,
oh wow!
You shouldn't drive fast, but sometimes it's kind of fun.
He tunes you out in the 3 o'clock hour, and it's probably a good thing because he'd have heard you laughing about sodomy in the 5 o'clock hour, and then you would have never listened again.
But it's interesting. He didn't. That was about humans, right. So he didn't say anything about that. He didn't care about that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying.
That's okay.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah. So Phil, I really do appreciate. I hope you'll keep listening. I'm sure you will. You'll hear something else. Stay tuned soon that you won't like. Phil, I still like fur coats. I think a woman in a fur coat, a pretty woman in a beautiful fur coat, some heels on, and only, going out to dinner.
Only a fur coat. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that's even better. Oh. When she opens that coat, there's nothing under. He probably didn't like that either because now that was sexist and it had to do with a bunch of dead animals made into a coat. Uh-huh.
Would there be fur under the fur coat?
See, you know what, Dan? Now you've gone too far.
I'm just saying,
in 2000, almost 19, the answer is no fur.
Okay. No, there would not.
20, 30 years ago, fur under fur, yes.
Fur on fur.
That's right. So thank you, Phil. You helped me kill, I don't know, 10 minutes.
I like a little fur with my fur.
You know that my wife has, and I bought them Oh my goodness, 35 years ago. She has two fur coats. She has a short fur mink jacket and a long beaver coat. It's a beautiful coat. Never ever wears them, and I don't think wore them five times even back then. And that really burns me up.
Nice beaver.
Well, I had the money when I did it, and I thought I'm going to just surprise her. And she's going to open this box and, whoo, look at this fur. Nah.
Not happy.
Never really cared. No, it wasn't unhappy. She didn't wear them. And now she never wears them. And I hope it's not because she's kowtowing to these PETA nuts, because that was done a long, long time ago. Those animals weren't killed last week. And I don't know. And they were, Frank, you need to watch the videos about... Let me tell you something. Somebody sent me a video one time. It was Paul McCartney. It was a documentary he narrated. And it was about the slaughtering of pigs so people can eat pork.
I'm pretty sure I've watched the same thing.
Yeah. He sends it to me. You know what happened? As soon as I finished, I went and got a pork sandwich. I mean, it made me hungry. I wanted to eat pork. Look, what are you supposed to do? Sing animals to sleep before you, you know, process them or butcher them or whatever? Maybe they were placed on the earth. Maybe God said, my people need something to eat. I'm going to put some pigs down there and some cows. We have some milk and some beef and some pork. I'm going to have eggs pop out of chicken's butt so they have eggs to eat. And then they can eat the chicken if they want to.
Well, don't
and,
they?
What?
In the Bible, don't they cook up lamb and other things? And I don't know.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
They sacrificed lambs. They ate meat. Jesus was a fisher of men, and his disciples were fishermen. These PETA people, a lot of them, they think fishing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you hate Jesus because he loved fishermen.
Yeah.
Jesus hater.
And the disciples were fishermen.
Yes. Oh, yes, they were. And of course, their response to that is, well, that was then when you had to kill animals to survive and eat. We don't have to do that anymore. We have other things we can eat. Yeah. Kale and hummus. I'm not living on that.
Well, they had fruit, and Adam and Eve had a apple tree.
Yeah, they could have just eaten fruit. But who's going to say, nah, no thanks, Jesus. I don't want your fish. Nobody's going to say that to Jesus. Sure, I'll have some fish.
You have some tartar sauce?
Wouldn't that have been funny? If that was in the Bible, and there was an actual piece of scripture that said, and Jesus offered fish to the disciples, except for John, who said, no tartar sauce? No, thank you.
You know,
no thanks, boss.
Jesus was a live human thing that was killed in the Bible.
He wasn't a thing.
So he was a live human
being.
Yeah. Animals not appropriate. We're not.
Give me your email address. I don't want this email.
We are.
You called him a thing. Give me your email address.
Dan at 590thefan.com.
DanStrauss@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's it. I was going to segue that everybody in PETA must hate the Bible, but you didn't let me.
Well, no, well, I didn't let you, but you're right. That says the PETA people hate the Bible.
Yeah,
that's it.
They're Satanists.
Satanists, atheists, whatever. Way to go, PETA people. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Before Tim speaks, a quick reminder, the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman will be here.
Woo-hoo!
The most educational segment I think we've ever had, the most interesting, the most helpful. You have a legal question, no charge. Attorney at law, Scott Sherman will be here to help you. And now, Tim Woodburn.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Yesterday, I informed all the listeners how weird Dan Strauss is. And
well, you tried. I can't really.
No, you said I did a good job. You said you were right. I did a good job. So today, I'm going to go ahead and probably precariously take it a step further. I'm going to inform all the listeners how weird Frank Opinion is.
Okay.
Wow.
This should take a while.
This is true. This is a quick one. This is just one example of how weird this man really is. Okay. Yesterday, this is a true story. Yesterday, I almost didn't come into work. In fact, I actually called John Hadley while laying in bed at 1 o'clock. And if he would have answered the phone, I was going to call in sick and then call you. He didn't answer the phone. I hung up the phone. I said, just suck it up. I got in the shower and I made it here. Right. I had a dizzy spell yesterday morning.
Hadley would have said, just suck it up, man. Just suck it up. Get in here.
Now, did you tell them I could relate? Because I told you that all of a sudden I saw Mickey and Minnie, and I realized I was having a Disney spell. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Fine. What is that?
That's not the same music.
Is it like, is it
no, it's
along?
Not the same.
Well, it was kind of in the middle of it.
Well, don't do that. Start at the beginning. Go ahead, Tim.
No, you're a rude, rude, ignorant man, and you just ruined my Burke segment because that's how weird you are. Because I was telling you a legitimate story of how sick I was and had a dizzy spell in the front yard, and I had another one in the bathroom, and Frank's like, oh, wow. Are you okay, man? Frank goes, yeah, you know what? I had one today, too. I walked outside my house. I'm like, Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse. I had a Disney spell.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even on the air. Like, he tells these ridiculous things off the air. I could have been dying if I'd have walked out of the bathroom yesterday, Limey and Dan, if I'd been having a heart attack, yeah. Frank would have like looked down at me and goes, what, you have a heart attack? Hey, that reminds me of a joke. These two guys are on the golf course and one's having a heart attack and the other two are like, should we play through? You okay?
Remember the other day I had a headache or something? I said, well, you got a brain tumor.
Right. No,
yeah,
I know.
That's right.
But the fact that you told that Disney joke off the air, it's one thing for you to tell it on the air because everybody knows what a goofball you are. But for you to actually say that off the air where only one person heard it, that shows how weird you really are.
Thank you. Well, that was the first time I've done it. Dan, how many times off the air? Like 1,000?
Oh, yeah.
Have we done, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff, and then we go, I wish that had been on the air. It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Disney spell. Actually, is kind of funny.
It is.
But you're okay. Disney. You're here today.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good now.
Are you dizzy now?
No, but I went home last night, had a massive
heart attack.
Allergic reaction.
Had a massive heart attack. Now I'm fine.
I had a massive dump.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's the answer.
Yeah.
Called Frank, told him I was having a heart attack. He starts telling me golf jokes. You know.
Well, we're... We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
That's it. Almost died, but that's no big deal. Go ahead.
Yeah. It gave me an opportunity to come up with what I thought was a pretty good joke.
Yeah.
Anybody else, Burke segment? Come on. It's almost Christmas. You got to have something. No? No.
Nope. Well, I have one thing.
Let me say something about Dan real quickly. Dan calls me this morning, and he goes, listen, I think I'll make it in by 3. It might be right around 3. It might be just a couple minutes, but I think I'll make it. And I go, okay. And then he tells me, I had to go down to Cape Girardeau, right?
Yes.
And pick up some of his daughters. And then I got to go drop something off. I didn't say this, but I wanted to say, you know, Dan, what if you had just left Cape Girardeau half an hour earlier? Just that's all. That easy. No, that didn't. It made too much sense. He wouldn't have understood it.
No, it was, this was like a confusing thing. I went down there the other day and picked up a bunch of stuff of my daughter's.
They have to explain. They didn't kick her out of school.
No.
She's finished.
She's in an apartment. She was in an apartment with three other girls, and their lease is up at the end of this month. So they all moved out because the semester's over. She's finished in Cape. She comes back here to student teach.
Have you met her roommates?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are any of them really cute?
They're all really cute. Yeah.
All right. Tell the truth. How old are they? Early 20s?
They're all around 21, 22. Yeah.
When you were ever down there and saw them, did you ever feel any feelings, stirrings?
No.
Right.
When you saw those young girls,
no.
You are a liar.
No, I didn't.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I swear I didn't.
It's not a crime.
You liar.
To look at a young 20-something and have and feel hormones raging.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with that. It means you're heterosexual and you're still alive.
Okay.
Speaking of which.
Well, I didn't, though. I felt like they were all my daughters. It was really weird.
Yeah, but they're not. Your daughter's your daughter. The others aren't your daughter.
Yeah.
There have been men in their 50s marry women in their 20s. You know that.
Oh,
the
Alec
Baldwin type.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tim. Sorry.
There's a guy I know. You might know him. There's a guy I know, and his name rhymes with Slimy.
Okay.
And he had a date last night with a girl that previously had asked him if she minded if she took her pants off.
Now, for those who missed that.
If you see that guy, you should ask him how last night's date went. If you see him.
So how'd it go?
It went pretty well.
We have to set the table, though. We have to. People might not have heard it.
Yeah.
This guy, Limey, and this is we're not making this up. He has this girl at his place. They're making out or something, and she says, "Do you mind if I take my pants off?"
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a fantasy.
And he said it was the stupid. Preceding that, he said. Yesterday, I heard the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's how I set it up. Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't stupid at all.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying, can I take my pants?
Well, I mean, it was a great question, but it was also stupid because
she came over yesterday and put him back on.
and your only answer should have been, is it okay? You bet it's okay. Let me go ahead and thank you in advance now.
Here, put this fur coat on.
So now, what happened now?
Nothing.
You saw her last night.
Yeah, we hung out. We got margaritas and some nachos. And
oh, you hung out.
What's up? No, and I just mentioned to Tim that I was just out on a date, and I happened to catch a little bit of the Billikens game. That's it.
How excited can this girl be that he was resigned to watching Billikens basketball during
the
date?
It was on the TV. It was like right in front of my face. You know, you couldn't really ignore
it. As not a sports guy, that's one thing I've never been accused of. Is some good-looking woman, even when I was, you know, not
well,
married,
no, she was just
being around, and I'm watching a game.
Right, no, she was tucking into her nachos, you know, because, I mean, I'm okay with that, I guess. She was just eating, and I was just watching, you know, just looking around crowd and all that, and watching a bit of TV.
And she's decent looking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're homosexual. No, you're homosexual.
I am not homosexual.
You didn't even know it. Here's a hot woman who, the night before, said, you might have to take my pants off, and you're watching a basketball game.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I spent the whole entire evening not paying attention to her.
You should have spent a minute not paying attention.
Well, that explains why he told me yesterday when I was walking in after we were smoking, and he told me I had a nice butt.
Gee, Dad.
You know, if anybody ever asks that girl about it, you say, hey, didn't you date that guy on that show, that Limey guy? What's he like? She goes, oh, he's nice, but he's gay. That's because he watched a basketball when I was taking my pants off.
I very much doubt she will watch that. I was not watching the basketball game while she was taking her pants off. We were at a restaurant.
No.
You know, that's why I was watching the game. It was on TV.
Okay, well, that's we thought it was at your house.
Bob said he has an alternative answer to the take your pants off question.
Well, I'd like to hear it.
All right.
Bob, welcome to 590 The Fan. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you and the gang at AM and the PM.
All right. Thank you. So what's your answer?
If I'm on the couch and a gal asks me, if it's okay to take her pants off, I'd say, is that some sort of a trick question?
Ooh, because it could be.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Because if you said, you bet, go ahead, she'd say, oh, so that's all you're after.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta be, Bob's right. You got to be careful.
Because
they do set you up for that stuff.
But my thought on the trick question is, it's like, well, of course you can. Why are you even asking? You know, unless it's a trick question.
Or you say something like, in my mind, you already had an hour ago. You know, letting her know that not only is it okay, I've been anticipating this. Well, Bob, Merry Christmas.
Hey, I got one other thing for you, Frank.
Sure.
According to the guy that called you about the animal stuff.
Well, he emailed me about it.
Whatever he did, he communicated with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I did the same thing. I shot a bird, and it dropped right out of the tree. It was a cardinal. And its mate came down and checked it out.
No.
Never shot a bird ever since. I felt real bad and just like,
wow.
Wow. What you just described is far worse than anything we did.
That is.
You killed half of a romance of two birds.
I have never shot a bird since, so I got cured real quick.
But see, here's what Phil doesn't understand. When you're a boy, sometimes when you do things like that, it actually causes you to be a better person.
Makes because you sympathetic.
You realize what it's like to feel bad.
Which cardinal was it? At least it wasn't Ozzie Smith or something like that.
No. You know what? I knew you'd do that. I knew it. It's too easy. I've saved
animals, you know, when I'm in my older life. My daughter saved a couple cardinals that fell out of the nest that the mother was all gone. Anyway, we made up for it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You made up for it. Probably more than once.
And, of course, the BB gun was a daisy.
Yes, it was.
I was really amazed I hit the thing.
Yeah, because they're horrible guns. You can see the BB coming out. Remember the end of the barrel that twist it and pour the BBs in the hole in the barrel?
Yeah.
The terrible gun. When you're a little boy, you're the rifleman. You know.
You're done right.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Anytime. There goes Bob. Well, it looks like people want to call, so I just should give the numbers, I guess. 314-821. 0590 or 855-282-8255. Chris, welcome to 590 The Fan. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I was just wondering if next time Limey's girl comes over, maybe she'll ask to take off her pants and maybe her jacket.
Oh, I know what he's trying to do. I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing with the two words, jacket
and off.
Yeah, you have to pause and off. Very, very, Chris, all I can say is you're one of us. You're our kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, I heard you guys talking about the pants, and I go, first thing, yeah, after you take off the pants, you might want to take off.
Yeah, you don't have to say it.
Yeah,
we got it, yeah. All right, Chris, Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling.
And all right, thanks.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to everybody who listens. I'll do my end of the year sappy thank you thing. I have to every year. I'll get to that.
Oh, and somebody just called and said, too, that.
Don't worry about the calls.
Limey should clarify that he thought that he said that she was taking her pants off in the restaurant. And it did kind of sound like that.
No, sorry. She did not take her pants off in the restaurant.
Now that's hot. You're talking super hot if that happens. If she said that in the restaurant.
That did not happen.
That's
no.
When you ask for the check.
Right? It's like, yeah. Check, please. Time to go home.
Let's see. This is another Bob. Wow, it's Bob Day. Bob, welcome to 590. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas in AM and PM.
Thank you.
Years ago, I heard a story with Paul Harvey, you know, Good Day.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
And he was talking about Walt Disney, and when Walt Disney was a boy, he was in the woods, and he saw an owl sleeping on a branch. Mm-hmm. And he reached up and grabbed the owl by the legs, and it started flapping its wings, and he got scared, and he killed it.
Mm. And look how he turned out. Yeah.
Yeah, after that, he says he never heard any more animals, and then he became a cartoonist and everything. So, you know, he's guilty, too.
He is guilty, and that's what Phil doesn't understand. This is a character-building event when you do that. It makes you feel bad, and you learn what it's like to feel horrible about doing something bad. You never do it again. In fact, it may cause you to do great things, like Walt Disney. Look at us. Yeah. Look what great things we've accomplished. Okay, well, more like Walt Disney. Think about that. Bob, thank you. And what? You have more?
Or like Dan. You'd be trying to be a good person like Dan.
You bet. You got that right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Bob.
And successful. Look how successful he is. Bob, I hope you have a great Christmas. You deserve it because you're AM and the PM, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman. I was not going to do this, and I was going to do this, but I got to do it. I have to do it because I'm an American, and I believe in freedom, and there's something that's happened in this country that's about as close to cracking the door open to communism as I've ever seen, and that's this bump stock ban. I'm really upset about this. I have a bump stock, and now our government is telling me I have to melt it, crush it, or turn it in. And in my life, I don't think I've ever known this country to say, turn in your whatever. I don't like it. And I'm hoping by March 31st, that's the drop-dead date.
How much did you pay for it, just out of curiosity?
$500.
Really? I was wondering about that.
Yeah. It turns the gun into a machine gun.
They just make you destroy it. Do you have to show proof that you destroyed it? Like,
no, but what happens is if you are discovered with it and they find it, you can go to prison for up to 10 years. It's the same punishment as the punishment for owning a machine gun illegally.
Mm. Wow.
Now, I want to make sure people understand a couple of things. What I don't understand in this country is this Stephen Paddock, this dirtbag nutball who shot all those people in Las Vegas. This guy uses some bump stocks on some rifles, and because of that incident, and only that incident, 500,000 bump stocks. That's how many there are in this country.
Wow.
Based on sales receipts. 500,000 have to be destroyed or turned in because of one nut. I don't understand that.
But do you agree with the premise that machine guns should be illegal for regular citizens?
No, they're not illegal for regular citizens. Real machine guns are not.
I thought you just said that. I'm sorry.
No, real machine guns are not illegal for regular citizens. Mm-hmm. They're highly regulated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You can't just go buy one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through a big process in the FBI and other. But anybody who can legally buy a handgun, can legally buy a machine gun if they want to jump through all the hoops. It's very difficult.
Gotcha. Aren't those people kind of like the only ones that are like, you know, gun collectors or the heavy gun enthusiasts that will get a machine gun?
You can get a machine gun. Well, you're not a heavy gun enthusiast.
But I mean, like, the people that actually go through with that, though. actually go through.
Well, this has made me want to go through it. No, this now has made me want to get. I will now probably go through the process to buy a machine gun because I don't like that I've had to get rid of my bump stock. Mm-hmm. My bump stock was bought legally. 500,000 of them are legally, and let's see how many of all of those bump stacks have wiped out a bunch of people. Oh yeah, one guy. One guy. When Timothy McVeigh killed 168 people, they didn't say, no more Ryder truck rentals. Because that was the vehicle that carried the bomb. The bombs themselves weren't illegal. I can make a bomb. It's not illegal. I just can't blow up people. It just bothers me. Do I need a bump stock? Of course not. Bump stock converts it basically into a machine gun. Of course I don't need that. And here's one other quick thing I just want to say. Our legislators, Congress, they don't have any idea. Bump stocks have been sold and on the market for 20 years. They didn't even know what they were. They didn't know they were out there. That's how dumb they are. That's how clueless they are. And then one thing happens. Oh, we got to get rid of the bump stocks. No, nobody needs a gun that shoots like that. 11 bullets per second. I can empty a 30-round magazine in 3 seconds. Done. I'm finished. I just don't like this. This opens the door. What's next? All right. All magazines over 10 rounds. Turn them in or destroy them or you're going to prison.
Somebody just called and said, do you remember the exploding bullets that they outlawed? They had a...
That's not taking back from people. That's stopping the sale. That's different. If they want to stop the sale of bump stocks, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. Don't tell people, come out of your homes and turn in your stuff. Yeah, exploding bullet. They also outlawed a bullet called the Black Talon. I have boxes of Black Talons. As soon as I knew they were going to outlaw them, I bought every caliber you can imagine.
What is a Black Talon?
It's a hollow point, super nasty hollow point self-defense and attack bullet.
Now, are the hollow points the ones that, obviously I know what a hollow point looks like, but is that the one that when you shoot it, it fans out?
Like... It opens and spins like a buzzsaw, okay. Like a little buzzsaw. And some of them have explosives in the hollow point. Wow. And I have some of those too. They're nasty. You're not going to make it to the hospital. Now, I'm not a killer. I don't want to kill anybody. I just here's what it's kind of like. You say, do you need anything that makes a gun fire 11 rounds per second? No, and if they stop the sale of bump stocks, that's fine. But here's what I find curious. Listen to this number. This is the number of legally owned machine guns in this country. Now, remember, the bump stock converts a gun into essentially a machine gun. I'm all for stopping the sale of those. But don't come get mine or tell me to turn mine in. Now I'm going to have to. I don't want to go to prison. Here's the number of legally owned machine guns in this country. 543,073. It's all documented because you have to jump through 1,000 hoops and a lot of paperwork and interviews to get a machine gun. And by the way, the machine gun you buy has to be built before 1986.
Tim, you might have to research this. Is it true, because we just had somebody text over, that if you want a legal automatic weapon, you also have to grant the FBI access to come onto your property any time of the day? Is that a stipulation, do we know?
Okay, that is supposed to be a stipulation, mm-hmm. But I don't know of anybody that's ever happened to. And I have three or four friends with machine guns. I think they have the right.
Uh-huh.
If they want to knock on your door at 3 o'clock and say, produce the firearm, mm-hmm. and here's why. If you own a machine gun, it is yours and only yours. I can't loan it to you.
Right.
If they find out that you have my machine gun, mm-hmm. they're taking me in. You can't have people passing around machine guns.
Of course not.
So I think they can do that.
Wow.
But do they? I never heard of it. I watched a YouTube video this morning with a guy who's he's actually an expert. I'm not. And he has machine guns, and he mm-hmm. says, he has a club. There's part of a club. He says, I've never known of anybody had that happen.
No, I've also seen videos where a guy was an avid gun collector, and he had a 50 caliber rifle, you know, one of them big sniper ones, and he loves shooting
it. You can have that. That's not even a machine gun. You can have that. You can buy that next week.
But I don't have to go through any strict loopholes.
You have to go through the
like
same
that.
Thing you have to go through to get a handgun. It's a rifle. You can buy. In fact, it's not even as hard as buying a handgun. I don't know, folks. I know most of you don't care about this, but you should, because this is not a good. I'm really disappointed in our president for doing this. What's he thinking? 20 years they've been around. Over 500,000 of them in the hands of responsible people who bought them legally. And one thing that we know of, one thing has happened because the wrong guy got a hold of it. One last thing, and this is just all for the purposes of educating people who like to spout off words they don't know what they're talking about. Well, he used an automatic weapon. No, 99% of the time, that's a semi-automatic weapon. When you fire a machine gun or a bump stock, it sprays bullets. You say, well, that's going to kill a lot of people. No. Most of the bullets don't kill people. They just scatter and land. If you really want to be effective, get up in a high building and shoot people one at a time with a scope. He could have killed 100 people if he just aimed and shot one at a time. He wasted a lot of bullets. It's expensive. It's a waste. It's not accurate. In the military, and I went through Army basic training. I fired a fully automatic machine gun, AR-15. Right. They will tell you in combat, you don't want just spraying it, because one, now you're out of bullets. You got to reload. And two, you're not going to hit a lot. Strategically target. That's what. So there are lots of people who have no idea what they're talking about. My hope is that this will be challenged legally as unconstitutional. I'm all for stopping the sale of bump stocks. They probably should never have been sold to begin with. But let's not start confiscating. That's not good. That's it. Don't call me. Don't write me. We won't follow. We won't continue with it because that's not why you're here. I don't even know why you're here. I guess you're here for the joke today because today is the trilogy, the big one.
And you know what's crazy to me about that whole story, just to put a cherry on top, is the whole thing I'm concerned about is, what did you pay for it? If I owned a bump stock and I paid $500 for it, I'd be like, what happens to my $500?
Well, and that's
do
a good,
I, do that, I get a gift card?
Well, that's a great question. They're not going to reimburse the people for them. Well, they're not going to get their money back. And that's a great question.
That's where the class actions, that's where something kind of appeal or something has to happen, because
you can't
legally let somebody buy something and then just confiscate it, not remunerate them.
My question is, where were all these legislators when these things were sold for 20 years to 500,000 people? Where were they? They didn't even know they were out there. That's how ignorant they are. It should have never been sold, but they were. And they're not coming after and confiscating all the machine guns that people own legally. It's the same thing. Yeah. They're not doing that, but they're doing I don't know. Because I guess they say the bump stocks are in the hands of people who didn't go through the process to acquire a machine gun. Okay, you should have stopped it a long time ago, but don't start asking us to turn things in. Come on. That's not how we work in this country. Larry is here. Larry, welcome to 590 The Fan. Merry Christmas. What's going on?
Merry Christmas, Frank, AM and PM.
Thank you.
I'm gonna switch back gears and talk about kind of strange things you did with animals back when you were a little kid.
Well, Phil's not going to like it if he's listening, but go ahead.
Phil, put your fingers in your ears, okay, but it's not really that bad. We used to take toads or frogs, and we get a light bulb socket and take the light bulb out, and then you put the frog head first into the light bulb socket and turn it on, and the back legs would go straight out quickly, and then we just turn it back off and let them go, and they would walk away. But it was hilarious to watch this thing happen.
Larry, I think of all the things we've discussed, you are now the sickest person.
Yeah. Yep.
That,
yep.
That,
yep.
In the group. And shame on you.
Wow. That's like Michael Myers type stuff right there.
Electrocuting little frog.
Oh, no.
But here's what's important. Larry said they walked away.
Yeah, they walked away.
They didn't hop away. They couldn't hop anymore, but they walked away limping. They walked away. Now, Phil doesn't like that we're laughing at this. He doesn't like that.
I wrote a story in my book about...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll just real quick. I wrote a story in my book about this.
You got
kid.
A book?
A book called I wrote a book. It's called Bad Mood, Good Mood. I wrote a story in there about a cop giving this mentally challenged kid a fake lie detector test. They were using a copy machine, and they had arrested this kid for stealing boots from Walmart. And they said, "You ever do anything else illegal?" And he said, "Yeah. The only other thing I did illegal was I threw sticks of dynamite in ponds and blowed up some fish." And that
blowed up.
Yeah, so he could eat. Like that's how he killed fish, was by throwing a stick of dynamite in the water.
It works.
Did you know that? You know you can do that?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Lots of people have done that.
Yeah, stuns the fish.
Oh no, that's a common. Oh no, that, mm-hmm.
How does the
it's illegal.
How does the wick stay lit in the water? Why does the water?
Oh no, it burns far too fast. It's the same as a firework. Oh. You throw a wick in the water, it just burns that fast.
Tim,
it won't extinguish it.
I used to have M80s. You throw them and they blow up underwater.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the water extinguish the flame?
Because it burns too quickly.
No, that powder's waterproof. That you can't soak that powder. That
it's on fire. You see a flame.
No. You can't
douse the flame with water.
But the wick itself is not actually cut. It's not really on fire. It's kind of like, imagine, like, have you ever seen like slow motion of a match igniting? It's like the entire thing is burning. That's why it's not going out. Like, it's not something like, you know, your arm's on fire. You put it in water, it extinguishes it. It's like, imagine being your arm is the fire. Like, you know, it just carries on going through.
That explanation was the worst.
Yeah, I know.
I have no idea what the heck happened.
You know what? Just let me just point. Edit that out.
However it happens, these fuses in the powder cannot be extinguished with water.
Okay. Yeah.
And I've blown many M80s underwater. It might have killed a couple of fish. I didn't do it for that. I just wanted to watch the water blow from the top.
Oh, we had people, when we were in high school, they would throw M80s into the toilet and flush.
And again, don't do that, kids.
No.
But it's funny story.
I don't think you can get M80s anymore.
No, you cannot.
No, you can't.
There are people out in the rural areas who build fireworks.
Wow.
And they are nasty.
I mean, that is like a quarter stick of dynamite.
Well, and I mean, you know what's funny you said that? It is, it's beyond an M80. I had somebody give me, years ago, a paper bag, and I had done something for them. They said, here's a little gift for you. And I took it home and opened it. And it was, everybody knows what a stick of dynamite, like a road flare. It's a big, take a fourth of that and put a fuse in it. That's what this was. And I stared at it. I just stared. I didn't know what to do. I was scared of it. But I live out in the woods. So I took it outside to an area that was mostly dirt. And it was, I waited till it rained because I didn't want to light the woods on fire. The other thing that's so scary is when you light it, you can't get rid of it fast enough. You do not. Well, it'll take your arm off and the whole side of your body. So I threw it as fast as I could. It blew a hole behind my house. I could park a Volkswagen in. It was like a hand grenade. I was, and you know what I did? I took the bag to the police station. And I said, here, do whatever you want with these. I don't want them in my house. They could blow my house up if somebody lit
them. The dumbest thing we ever did with fireworks is we would get like one of those powerful rockets that, you know, would shoot for a long distance.
Yeah.
We'd take the stick off. We'd light it, and then we'd throw it into a cardboard box. And we made sure we had, like, you know, a good 20 seconds or so. And then we'd throw the cardboard box up in the air, and we'd all just run out in a circle. And maybe twice some of my buddies got hit with a firework that, like, shot out of... We kind of played Russian roulette with a firework.
Okay, but they were all boys.
Yeah, all boys.
See, folks, this is what boys do. I mean, they just do.
It's just
in their nature to just watch something blow up or... Put a frog in a socket.
That's messed up.
The other thing I like to ask the PETA people is this. Where do you draw the line? If you PETA people, you extremists, have you never swatted a fly? Have you never killed a spider? Where do you draw the line? Those are living things. Do you know that a spider didn't feel it when you squashed it and stepped on it? Where do they draw the line? Because I'm telling you, you can't sit around losing sleep because somebody killed a snake or a frog or a turtle or whatever. Come on. Get real.
Someone said that we should watch Uncle Rob videos. It's a guy that blows things up. Like, Uncle Rob cleans the litter box, and it's all about blowing up and blowing things up.
And I've seen those videos. I'm not into blowing things up. I don't own a lot of... You can buy targets if you're a shooter that blow up when you shoot them. It's a combination of chemicals you buy them, you put them together, you set them out there, and you hit that container. I don't do that. I'm not interested in that. I do some business, or this show's going to get blown up. Let's do two things at once, two commercials, two sponsors, because we've waited till the end of the hour, and if we don't get them in, we're off the air. Let's start with the world's greatest Chevy dealer, Johnny Londoff. Since 1960, same location, Washington-Elizabeth exit, off Interstate 270, up in North County. I am inviting you, and that's all this is, it's an invitation. If you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Maybe you only buy a car every 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, or like limestone here, 12 years. This car's 12 years old. No, the average is 11. You're not...
It's true. I'm okay.
You're not some oddity. And by the way, the people, those of you who only buy a car for 10, 12 years, it's even more special when you buy a car. This is a big deal. This is a once-a-decade event. All the more reason you want to make it really special and be treated right. Johnny Londo, you people who buy a car every year, you've probably bought enough cars at enough places. You know what's wrong with a lot of dealerships. You don't have to go there anymore. Johnny Londo. So any of you pre-owned people, they're not going to treat you differently. Oh, you're here for pre-owned? I'm going to turn you over to Harold. And then you get some second level. No. They understand that to you, this is your new car. And they help you celebrate that and treat you the way it should be treated, in a celebratory fashion, giving you the best service and the best deal they can, new or pre-owned. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Or 24/7 at Londoff.com. Now, few people can do two commercials back-to-back. In fact, I just looked up in the Radio Personalities Reference Index book. It's a huge book. I went to the part where it documents how many people can effectively do two commercials in a row. Three in the history of radio. The other two guys are dead, yeah.
Oh.
They list me as the other guy. And here's proof. Window World. The preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and Paul. That will be funny for as long as we do it, and lots of people will never get it. You all should have been listening 2 days ago. If you'd been listening at the right time 2 days ago, you'd know why. In fact, it's soon to be the preferred. No, it already is.
Mm-hmm.
It already is. The preferred window of Paul and of the St. Louis Blues. It's also the number one selling replacement window in the United States. It also is one of only two replacement windows that have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. The other one costs more money. It has a full lifetime warranty, a real one that covers everything and includes everything. It is a tremendous value. It's a good-looking window. It's an effective window. The rest is up to you. If you're shopping for replacement windows, all we've ever asked is that you include Window World. And when you do, make sure they know your AM and the PM. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Do we have any traffic?
No, can we take it up to the top of the hour?
Well, yeah, I thought we had to do traffic.
Sorry.
This show has no direction.
None.
I'm going to take these calls that have been holding for forever and ever and ever. The longest one is Bob. Bob, welcome to 590 The Fan. Merry Christmas. What can we do for you?
Merry Christmas. I had to call back, Frank, to tell you why I admire Dan so much.
You're the one.
And it's because
always one.
As long as he's alive, I know I'm not the dumbest man in the world.
Oh, yeah, oh no. Man. Dan, did that hurt?
No.
See, that's what's great about Dan. You can't hurt him. You can't hurt him.
No, I admire Bob for calling back.
Is this Bob with 1-0?
No. No. Oh. I know that guy's voice. Oh. This is another Bob. Bob with 2 B's.
Oh. Just as long as he admires me. Thank you, Bob.
That's all Dan craves and wants is admiration over anything.
One thing we used to do when we were kids, we had bow and arrows with target arrows.
Yeah.
And we would go out in the field, and we'd lay down in the field, and we'd shoot our arrows straight up in the air.
Oh! Laying down?
Oh, man.
Then you had to roll out of the way before the arrow hits you.
Did you see the movie Grown Ups?
Yes.
Where they did that?
Yeah.
That is a funny movie.
Yeah.
What, Tim, did you have something?
No. Yeah. I was just wondering, I mean, if you shoot it up in the air, but then you roll away to quit from getting hit from it coming on the way, how did you know where it was going to land? What if it landed where you rolled away to?
Okay, but here, I understand exactly what Bob's talking about. There's an art to shooting it straight up and having it come straight down. That's actually a skill.
What about wind?
Well, but that's it. You have to count and compensate for the wind.
That's the fun of playing.
Yeah. You want to be so accurate that it comes right back down on you. You got to roll out of the way.
This is like mountain climbing. The best that can happen when you do that is nothing.
The best that can happen is you get away from the arrow and it lands right beside you. It lands right where you were just lying after you rolled away. Woo-hoo.
That's the second best thing that can happen.
No,
that
the best thing is when it hits your buddy. That's the best thing. Wow. That's the best.
I get it. We used to get in an old tractor tire and curl up inside the tire and have somebody roll it down a hill with you inside the tire.
That's really dangerous.
That's stupid.
Ding, 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 ding,
but
ding, ding,
man, when you're in there rolling around, it's wild.
I think that was in Grown Ups too.
Has anybody ever gotten in a big washing machine box, a cardboard box, and have another kid slide you down the hill when you're inside the box? You can't see where you're going?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I mean, Phil thought any of that was funny. Hey, there's a Phil on the phone. I wonder if it's the same
guy. No, it's not. He said, I am not the same Phil.
I don't blame him for wanting to do that. My goodness, that hour got away. Next hour, Scott Sherman, attorney at law. Free advice. Hey, don't throw this away, folks. Take advantage of it. In fact, I'm going to give you a little head start here. Here are the numbers. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. If you call now, Dan will put you on the screen. Only calls, please. Sorry, Phil, for Scott Sherman, because he's here with some good free legal advice. Don't go anywhere. There's a lot more coming up, including the best of the three Christmas jokes. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump says the nation's borders must be protected.
This is not merely my campaign promise. This is the promise every lawmaker made. It is the solemn promise to protect and defend the United States of America. And it is our sacred obligation.